What's up, boys and girls? Welcome to another episode of Exit Plan Secrets. Today, we're not going to talk about exiting a business. We're going to talk about exiting the rat race and exiting some assets. One thing that happened to my wife and I recently is we decided to sell our house, and I've been basically selling everything that I own. I also sold a piece of real estate in Florida, but I got a couple questions, and I have had a couple long conversations talking to my buddies about why we sold what we thought was going to be our dream house. So I have my wife here.
Hello, everyone.
And I thought I'd kind of break it down. What has been your experience, Car, selling our dream house? How's it feel?
I love that your expression when you said dream house, because you hate when people say, it's our dream house, it's our forever house. Because the reason why we don't like that is because we try to always look at the things that we're buying as like how we can make money on them, right? So the whole reason why we bought our property in Texas was because Raleigh found it and there was so much potential for us to make money on it. And we're always looking for things to make money on. So when we bought it, we paid $777. I actually don't know how much money we put in it. How much did we put? $400?
Yeah.
About $400. We put about $400,000 into it. It was a 2-acre property with a concrete wall around the entire thing. It was super unique, super cool. And we got it for an amazing price. It was listed for what? $1 million. And we got it for $777. It was built in the 70s. And so we bought it and we knew that it had like a ton of potential to increase in value. So when the market started to get all crazy in Texas, Raleigh came to me and was like, oh, what do you think about listing the house? And, you know, he had just built me my dream kitchen and I got to pick everything. But Raleigh and I are always looking for things for like how we can set ourselves up in the future. And for me, when we saw what the comps were for our house, it was a no-brainer. Like, yeah, we need to leave because we would make so much more money on it. And we had a ton of cash tied up in it. And that was always like annoying to me because, you know, we didn't really like finance it normally. And we had a ton of our cash in it. And I would rather have had the cash than the house, truthfully, and like grow it. I've always been really partial to letting Raleigh have a lot of cash because he's so brilliant about growing cash and like money is his thing. So I wanted to give you as much cash as you possibly could get your hands on so that we could grow it into way more than what it was doing in the house. So that was why I said, yeah, let's do it.
Yeah, that was, we had put a lot of cash in kind of pre-coronavirus, and with the market in Texas and the appreciation that we had, I felt like that cash that was in that house, if I could get my hands on it again and redeploy it in a post-COVID world, I could make it perform a lot better than what I feel like the real estate market will continue to do on a going forward basis. And I don't think that there's a massive correction. This could be something that someone can repost to me, like as the market, if the market cuts in half in the next month or something, you can always like clip this and troll me on it. But I think the thing that I worry about more than a real estate crash is inflation. And I wanted to get my hands on that cash again. And also, we didn't have great debt on the house. We didn't owe a lot, but it was a high interest rate. And refinancing things while you're an entrepreneur and don't have a salaried position is hard. It's actually a lot easier to buy a new house with. And so I wanted to get that cash out and put it into something that I can get better debt rates on than I had in 2019. And I think the thing that I think of more now is what is happening with inflation and how can I build more income streams currently. And so if you're someone that has a job or only one source of income right now, I think what I tell my close friends and my buddies You can always, I know people are in crypto and the stock market and all those things I think are fine. I think the one thing, probably the most asymmetric bet that I know of in terms of something that has a great payoff when you learn the skills and when you get it right and very, very low risk relative to how much you can make is selling informational products, selling people, helping people get results in becoming healthier, becoming wealthier, and then building better relationships. Those are the three big categories that people tend to pay for information. And when you can learn how to build an information product, I think that's one of the best ways that I know of how to beat inflation. And so that all ties into the house because the house had so much cash tied into it. And I never get emotionally attached to some drywall and some concrete and some studs and some electrical wire. And so when somebody came along and kind of gave us an offer that we couldn't refuse, we decided that we would take it and take that cash elsewhere and put it into the next thing. So that was our process. We'll see how it works out. Currently, we're in a hotel. So we're dislocated.
I kind of like it because then I don't have to worry about cleaning. You know what I mean? How many times do I say the house is so messy and how much we had to pay for cleaners? Like, yeah. I had a cleaner come 2 times a week. I had all of our laundry sent out, which I still want to do. But it was like, you know, this thing that was supposed to be our dream house actually caused me a lot of anxiety and a lot of stress just because, like, I was supposed to be enjoying it so much, but taking care of it was a lot of work for me where I felt like, it didn't really bring me as much joy as I thought it would. Do you agree? Is that how it was for you? I mean, you had to manage a lot of stuff with the property, with the pool, with the yard, with the pickleball court, with the, like, we had like 4 different properties. We had tenants. Like, it was a big project for you, wasn't it?
Yeah, I would be fine. Never owning a house again. I want to own a house right now just because I think it's a good use of debt and kind of how the markets look. But I think I learned that having your quote unquote dream house or like what you think is the perfect situation, it's a big management project and takes up a lot of time.
True. Although we did find one that we really, really like.
Yeah, so I think we're going to go back to buying another house in a different area. That was the other thing is we kind of decided that the area that we had purchased in wasn't where we wanted to be long term. And so we wanted to kind of move and go somewhere where we felt like we had a better network and more opportunity available to us. So that's the long and short of why we ended up selling our quote unquote dream home, if there is such a thing. And we'll catch you on the next one. Peace.